SNL Cicely Strong says abortion story in Goober the Clown segment was her own, had never told close family. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 10, 2021. Cicely Strong revealed that her appearance as Goober, a pro-abortion clown, on Saturday Night Live. SNL, last weekend was based on her own personal experience terminating a pregnancy in her early 20s. While Strong never explicitly said she was drawing on her own life story while playing Goober on SNL, she took to her Instagram stories on Monday to reveal that it was indeed personal, according to a report by USA Today. "I didn't tell my own wonderful and supportive mom for years, and Saturday I told live TV," Strong wrote, adding three clown emojis. During her appearance as Goober last weekend, Strong proclaimed, "I had an abortion the day before my 23rd birthday." Strong went on to say to Claire, "I know I wouldn't be a clown on TV here today if it weren't for the abortion I had." Suggesting that women are better off terminating the lives of their own unborn children so that they can go on to work for corporations later on in life. Watch below. Strong's comedy sketch was an attack on the pro-life law recently enacted in Texas, which bans most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancies, after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The Goober character stressed that she needed to make jokes to cope with the guilt of killing a defenseless child. "Clowns have been helping each other in their pregnancies since the caves," Strong continued during her routine. "It's going to happen, so it ought to be safe, legal, and accessible. We will not go back to the alley," she affirmed. "I mean, the last thing anyone wants is a bunch of dead clowns in a dark alley." Strong's Goober character also insisted that she really didn't want to talk about her abortion, but nonetheless felt compelled to, as people keep bringing it up. Strong is not the only woman to have recently cracked jokes in support of the systematic killing of unborn children. Last week, TBS's Full Frontal host Samantha Bee compared Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett to dysentery in a pro-abortion rant. "Think of it as a modern-day Oregon Trail, where all the pioneers are pregnant, and instead of dysentery, you do have Amy Coney Barrett," Bee said, suggesting that women living in states with pro-life laws will have to flee to states like Oregon in order to successfully terminate the lives of their unborn children. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.